The federal government is preparing for a fight with some states over its plan to increase school funding. It wants to give schools $14.5 billion more over 6 years and is asking the states to chip in about a third of the cash. But Queensland and WA are balking at the cost. A new poll shows support for federal Labor has fallen below 30% for the first time since June last year. Labor's primary vote is down 2 points to 29% in the latest Fairfax Nielsen poll. The result is within the poll's margin of error. The US Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on North Korea to begin talks to end rising tensions in the region. Mr. Kerry has warned North Korea it risks further isolation if it continues its threats. There are reports Pyongyang is planning more missile tests later today. Voting's underway in Venezuela to elect a successor to the late President Hugo Chavez, who died last month. The acting President Nicolas Maduro was chosen by Mr. Chavez as his successor. He's running against Henri Capriet, who narrowly lost to Mr. Chavez in last year's elections. At least 20 people have died in two attacks by Islamist rebels in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Most of the dead, including nine attackers, were killed when gunmen stormed the city's main court buildings. A later car bomb attack killed three people.